ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show. Mama and the Mooks are on a very much deserved vacation today, this Memorial Day. So we are honored to be filling in for them. We are Frangela, that means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And her very best friend, Frances Sexy Pants Callier.
That's right. And Frangela, it's just our names smushed together. If this is your first time tuning in to us filling in for Stephanie Miller and Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward.
Yes.
Hope they're having a good Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to everyone. Mm-hmm. The time is 6 minutes past the hour.
And the number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
That's right. You can also email us, Frangela, at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo.
Right.
And you can also follow us on Twitter at Frangela1.
That's the numeral one. Not spelled out.
Yes, it is.
We do answer our emails. Sometimes we follow a little bit behind because of, you know, life.
Yeah.
But we do answer all of our emails, so please feel free. And that's just Frangela.
Yes.
A lot going on this Memorial Day. First of all, it is Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
And this is the day that we are supposed to all remember our veterans and our soldiers and troops and everybody who supports them,
mm-hmm.
their families, and the giving their sometimes their lives and
service
and their bodies and service and their families' lives mm-hmm. to service for our nation.
Yes. So today at 3 p.m., Americans are asked to take a minute to reflect. We're being asked to stop whatever we're doing today at 3 p.m. your local time,
right.
To share a minute on the Memorial Day and honor those who have died in the cause of freedom.
And I guess this was arrived at, this 3 p.m. decision, because of the White House Commission on Remembrance. And Congress established the National Moment of Remembrance as not to replace traditional Memorial Day events, but just as an act of national unity at that time. So I guess, you know, different, like, baseball games are going to stop at 3.
Yeah.
You know, the parades or whatever, everybody's going to stop at 3 and take a moment, you know, of silence. Which I think is really good, because it started, I guess, this woman said, Carmela Lasada, she's the executive director of the Commission on Remembrance. She said that they came up with the idea because there were some children touring Washington,
mm-hmm.
and Lasada asked them, you know, what Memorial Day meant to them, and they said, that's when the swimming pool opens.
Yeah.
Which she was like, okay, you can't really blame them.
Right.
Because that's what they know about this day.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this is a wonderful thing because, Angela and I like to talk a lot about manners and
right.
being respectful and things like that. You know, it's like we can return to some times where we take our hats off.
Exactly.
In a moment of honor and remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I think it's a really wonderful thing to do to be respectful and teach children respect and grow up in a respectful environment that people, you know, the reasons why you're able to go swim in that swimming pool
mm-hmm.
is because somebody went.
And it's not segregated.
And it's not segregated.
Yeah.
That people fought for your rights.
Also, you know, without necessarily agreeing with the causes of war
no.
or any of the wars that we've been in,
mm-hmm.
That it's really not about that.
No.
So, but I have to say that with all of our problems in the nation, I don't know if I want a congressional commission on them. You know, like if I could vote on congressional commissions,
mm-hmm.
this wouldn't be my first one.
Yeah,
I think it's an important thing to do. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think it's a feel good thing that everybody can get behind.
And I do think it's important that we are involved in two wars.
Yeah,
you know, and people need to remember
Absolutely.
That. And unlike you know, it's interesting. We've talked about this before in terms of the economy and paying for the wars. You know, during the 8 years of Bush administration,
mm-hmm.
they kept the bill for the wars out of the budget.
Yes,
I think that was one way of making sure that we didn't realize how bad this war was. Also, and it wasn't their fault. It'd been for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have any pictures of the caskets coming
yes.
back until recently.
Absolutely.
With the family's consent now.
Mm-hmm.
So that also did. But, you know, during World War II, we had war bonds.
Yes.
You know, like, people had to participate in paying for the war. People had to go work in factories because those
yes.
jobs were, you know, like, the nation was geared up.
Yes, and our hearts and our minds, our heads were in the war.
Right, and supporting this nation economically and in every other way.
Yes, and this is the thing, too. It felt as though, of course, I wasn't alive.
I was going to say. Are you willing to say you're 97?
No, but I'm just saying in terms of reading the historical records, mm-hmm. it felt as though, you know, more people, it affected more homes.
Well, certainly it was more people. There was a draft. You know what I mean? This isn't a draft situation, although there's, I would say, some methods of backdoor draft.
Yeah.
But it is alarming to me, and it has been, I think, to many people, how little these two wars have affected a lot of people on a day-to-day level. And so it's easy to sort of, it can be easy, although right. I'm not saying it is, to not remember every day that there are people who aren't, that are in Afghanistan and Iraq
yes.
and have been there for a long time.
Right. And, you know, and in the past administration also, you know, made every issue was about supporting the troops, even if it was just not even about the war.
No, but, you know, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
What did you eat for breakfast? You didn't support the troops. It didn't matter.
I know.
So, but I, one of the things I wanted to talk about really quickly, and then, of course, we have a lot of things to talk about here today on the Stephanie Miller Show, as we're filling in for Angela. And I want to remind you here, the number is 1-800-STEPH-12. One of the things I want to talk about is I was reading this article by this H. Besser or something like that. In USA Today, and I'm getting really sick of this in the media.
Mm-hmm.
This person starts the article with, President Obama sought to dodge racial controversy on Memorial Day, sending wreaths to a monument for Confederate soldiers and other flowers to a memorial honoring more than 200,000 African Americans who fought for the Union during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Second paragraph, wait for it, if you're not sitting down, there's some revelations here. This is some good journalism. Obama, the nation's first black president, thanks for that, by the way,
mm-hmm.
plan to continue tradition and have aides leave a wreath at the Confederate Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery.
Right.
What's really annoying is you get down to the third and fourth paragraph, and what he reveals is that every president does this.
Right, but he makes it, make it seem as though Obama, you know, is trying to dodge some
racial
controversy.
That's the first sentence, is that he's dodging racial controversy. And all he did was do what every president does, which is send wreaths to all of the monuments.
Yeah.
But the implication is, and you know, if you've read any research on what people read in newspaper articles, people don't usually read to there.
Yeah.
You know? So that little sentence is the way it's even put, it's like buried in the paragraph and it's kind of, you know, downplayed. But this is what makes me mad. It's like as if President Obama got up this morning mm-hmm. and said, you know what, I need to dodge racial controversy. Get that statement out to the White House press corps and by sending wreaths everywhere. When every president, that's what you do on Memorial Day. And so I just get sick of it, of the media trying to make race or ethnicity or trying to drudge it up whenever they can and then acting like it's us.
Yeah. I know. Something else we want to announce today is tomorrow, Tuesday, is the Day of Decision Actions because here in California, where we are, the California Supreme Court will announce its decision on Prop 8 at 10 a.m.
Which is the proposition that banned gay marriage.
Absolutely.
Here in California, which affects over, what is it, 18,000? Yeah, 18,000 same-sex marriage licenses that,
mm-hmm.
you know, during the time, the brief moment of civil liberty.
Yes.
The window of civil rights.
Yes, when we were allowing civil rights to happen
yeah,
here in California.
When we decided to let people have inalienable rights for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Just try them out, get a feel, and then take them back.
Take them out for a ride and then take them back.
So tomorrow the California Supreme Court will be handing down their decision. It should be available like 10 a.m. Pacific time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to check that out. And also, you know, go and look up. They are having protests and or celebrations, depending on what happens, all over the country.
Yes.
So this is if this is something you're interested in, and I hope it is since it's civil rights, go to the www.dayofdecision.com.
Yes.
You can find information on that.
Yes. But you know, today is Memorial Day, and we have some people who wanted to speak to us about that. Let's talk to Shannon in Madison, Wisconsin. Shannon, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Good morning, Frangela.
Good morning.
It's so good to talk to you.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
I appreciate, you know, you talking about respect, and I just appreciate you bring such a good amount of that when you talk to everybody. I just really appreciate that.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
And Frangela needs their own show.
Shannon, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
My dad he was actually drafted, and he served during Vietnam.
Yeah.
And on Memorial Day, he always sends out an email just listing, because, of course, many of the people he went over the with, you know, the friends never came back.
Right.
Yeah.
Just listing all their names and, you know, talking about, you know, how he knew them and what happened. We also have relatives, you know, from World War II that served and
mm-hmm.
were tortured and things like that. So he just does that. And I always thought that was a really nice way to sort of recognize and to bring it home to us younger generations what people went through. And, sort of a high-tech way of doing it and reaching us. So
good for him for using the email, too.
I know.
Yes.
He's on there. So I just always really appreciate that. I thought it would I thought it was a good thing, and I wanted to kind of share that with you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you to your dad.
All you do, we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to your family for all of their service.
Yes, thank you.
My grandfather fought in World War II, and he was in a segregated unit in the Navy. Right up until the press. So he said that they used to shove all the black people to the front whenever, like, there was a concert, whenever there was a press situation.
Right.
Because we were fighting Hitler.
Right.
You know, and fascism. So he's like, I was like 5 feet from Lena Horne. You know. But it was really interesting. He talked about how when they had to desegregate the army, or started to. And he talked about when that started happening, and he's on shifts, right?
Yes.
He was like, the only way it worked is if you didn't drink together.
Oh, really?
I have this letter from him where he was like, what was it like being, you know, when they desegregated and you were in a unit and that just sort of happened one day?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, we just learned not to drink together.
You know what? This probably was a smart thing at the time.
I think booze and desegregation don't necessarily mix.
You know what? It's supposed to be a social lubricant, but you know,
it can work in the other direction.
Yes.
Some people are not fun drunks. Oh, by the way, don't drink and drive.
Please.
This is a bad day for that. It's a bad weekend for that. There have already been a lot of accidents. People, please.
Also,
stay home. Somebody take the car keys now.
Exactly. If you've got kids, please also don't drink with your children in the car.
I mean,
please.
Are you talking about drinking while driving?
No. I'm talking about going to have a few and then
taking the kids to the beach or whatever.
Yeah. Or going to a barbecue and then you got your kids in the car. Don't drink.
Yeah, there are going to be some fights. But hopefully not. Remember, this is about honoring those who have fought for good reasons.
Really?
Hopefully. And not because so-and-so stepped on their beer can. Nah, let's show some respect, shall we?
Let's show some respect.
It's 3 p.m., wherever you are, have a moment of silence.
That's right. You know what? I think it's a beautiful thing. Take your hat off.
I just look at whenever we do anything together.
Yeah.
By we, I mean as a nation.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. Because it doesn't happen that much.
It doesn't happen that much. And you know what? And I think it's just a really wonderful way for us, again, to unite, you know, everybody. You know, I'm going to fly my flag, too, today.
You're going to fly your flag?
I'm going to fly my American flag.
That's
how I'm feeling, patriotic, girl.
I know. That's our word, too.
Yeah.
I get to take that word back.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. A lot's been going on, obviously, in the country, in the government, in the economy. We're going to talk about all of that today and hear from you at 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Yes. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit about how liberals are frustrated with the Guantanamo issues.
Exactly. In fact, you know, it's interesting how after 8 years of Bush and nearly a dozen years of the Republican-controlled Congress, it seems like we're not making a lot of headway in legislation.
Right.
And I'm talking about Congress.
Yes.
You know, that particularly last week, there were a couple of really big voting disappointments. One was, obviously, as Francis just mentioned, the Senate voted 90-6 to join the House in blocking the transfer of any prisoners from Guantanamo.
Yeah. And one of the things we want you to call in here at 1-800-STEPH-1-2 about is that, you know, people are saying, okay, not in my backyard, but if we want these places closed, people have got to go someplace.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever watched MSNBC's Lockup? I'm going to tell you something. The Supermax is Supermax. It really is. It is Supermaximum, seriously.
Yes, yes, yes. The number here again is 1-800-STEPH-1-2. You are listening to The Stephanie Miller Show. Mom and the Mooks are on vacation, and we are Frangela, and we'll be right back.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward are all on vacation today on this beautiful Memorial Day, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And her very best friend, Frances Callier.
And we just smushed our names together and made one, Frangela. Yeah,
that was for you.
So you only have to learn one new name.
That's right.
See? We already got too many names. Now you only got one.
It's 24 minutes past the hour.
That's right. It is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
25th of May. I think, is it now that you can wear white?
You know what?
We had this debate last yes, the other day.
I always heard that you could wear white after Easter through up till Labor Day.
I think Labor Day is the universal out.
It's the cutoff.
I think I've always thought Memorial Day was the, because being people's fashion mavens.
Yes.
Which we are so not. we're both wearing like free stuff we got from Best Week Ever.
Yes.
Right now. Yeah, but the number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
If you can tell us the
winter white versus white, yes, summer white
issue.
Debate.
Please call us at 1-800-STEPH-1-2 because we really need to know.
And it has been keeping us up.
It has been keeping us up. But you know, one of the things we were talking about before the break is liberals are frustrated. This is what we're hearing about, and are asking why a Democratic-controlled Congress and White House cannot manage to close Gitmo prison or keep new gun right laws from passing. Why is this?
I have a theory. You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Because Democrats are voting for them. that would be the mystery solved.
Is that why?
Yeah. And this is the problem here. You know, I think we have a quote here from. Who's it from? She's a congressperson, I believe. Representative Caroline McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we'll probably end up passing more gun bills that expand owners' rights than we did during the Republican administration.
Why?
That is what surprises me.
Why?
Just stop voting for them.
I'm gonna call Carolyn.
I don't understand the powerlessness in this. Because, I can't vote for them. I can't go to Congress and take up for your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really feel like what we're seeing, and I am disappointed. I won't say greatly disappointed, but I am disappointed in our government. And it's not the first time. But it seems to me that we have an opportunity here to be strong and to, you know, listen to the voters. And the voters clearly want to change.
Yes.
Clearly. You know, so why is it that our representatives are now, you know, with the bill last week for mm-hmm. the credit card, you know, to help Americans with credit card debt to try to slow or if not stop altogether credit card companies from just gouging us with, you know, inflated interest rates for no reason at all.
They slip in
a gun bill. They slip in a bill that you can that allows you to bring licensed, you know, and loaded guns into national parks.
Well, this is what I want to know. Unless you're going in there to shoot a condor or a bald eagle, why you need a gun when you go to Yellowstone?
Have you been there, Francis, recently?
Why?
It's gang territory.
I want to know.
Let me tell you something about Yellowstone. Block for block, Crips, Bloods, it's everybody. MI5, whoever they're, everybody. Okay?
Seriously? At the Redwoods?
No.
No, you do not. You don't need a pistol.
Have you been to Grand Canyon? Those donkeys can jump off. Yeah, but somehow that gets put at the end of the bill. It gets voted on. And we know that happens. People throw on. But here we have, for the first time, you know, in 8 years of the Bush administration and about almost a dozen years of a Republican-controlled Congress, we're getting legislation passed that didn't have a chance of passing before.
I know. And then, you know, in this article here, they talk about the NRA remains to be one of the most powerful lobbies, and many lawmakers take care to stay off of its political enemies list. Seriously? How many people really do have a gun, okay? Because there's somebody lying out here, okay?
You think that people are lying?
People are lying to me about the gun issue, all right? The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
If you're on the line, please hold on. This was a really short break, but we'll be back, and we will definitely
please
be taking
take
your calls.
Yes, we are Frangela filling in for Mama and the Mooks, and this is The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
This organization will not tolerate failure.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. That was my best mama.
That was nice.
That was okay, wasn't it?
That was very
welcome
nice.
To it. Mama and the Mooks are on a much-deserved vacation today, so we are very honored to be filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And her very best friend, Frances Sexy Pants Callier.
We're BFFs.
We are.
And we like to think of the entire country as our BFFs.
We're your besties.
Yep. We're your backup.
And
your
black up.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
It's 33 minutes past the hour.
On this Memorial Day here.
Yes.
And we were talking about, before the break, we started talking about, for one, what's going on in Congress.
Yes.
And why more sort of classically not Democrat legislation seems to be passing
yes.
than ever before.
And what are we you know, I'm
what
reading,
are our priorities?
What are our priorities? And why is it that now people are trying to say, Elijah Cummings, he's a Democrat from Maryland, says about the president that he didn't really think closing down Guantanamo Bay.
See, really? Because I think he talked about it during the election.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I seem to remember discussions of closing. Yeah. Well, I also want to remind people that today at 3 p.m. locally, wherever you are, there's a moment of silence that people are encouraged to participate in, and mm-hmm. we shall, to honor our veterans mm-hmm. and people serving in our armed forces.
Yeah, but, you know, this is the issue here, okay? If you... It's not that Obama didn't think about this. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that what you're saying now is that he didn't have our agreement or support.
Well, I also think it's interesting. Normally there's this... I feel like what we're seeing happen around the country, and call us again at 1-800-STEP-12, is that for some reason the so-called court of public opinion,
mm-hmm.
I question it because
yes.
I feel like it's media control. I feel like the media, that means not me and Francis clearly,
right.
Are, you know, they set the tone for debate.
Yes.
And I don't know, because I run into people all over the place of varying political viewpoints and, you know, ethical mm-hmm. backgrounds, religious, not religious, whatever, who don't agree with what's in, you know, the so-called, you know, fever pitch that's in the media over these issues.
Right.
And it seems like, you know, people voted you in for a reason. There's a reason why this party overwhelmingly, you know, took control
yeah.
of so many seats. And yet here they are feeling, it seems like, weak.
Yeah.
And unable to block legislation or get anything through without having crazy amendments attached to it.
Well, I'm going to say this, Angela. Initially, you know, for the last 8 years, everybody was complaining about, on the Democratic side, were complaining about this Republicans being in power.
Right.
We can't do anything because this is the Bush
controlled
administration.
Congress and the
right.
Bush administration.
Okay, so now this is not happening. Now it's the people. If the people come out, if Americans come out and say it, then we'll do it. Then we'll do something.
Well, we said it when we voted for you.
Exactly.
Can we see some leadership?
Thank you. Let's talk to David in Seattle, Washington. David, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Love you, Frangela.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Yeah, this whole Guantanamo mess, as Barack Obama put it, just has been boiling my blood for a week now.
Yeah.
And I believe most of the most aspects of the media, which is the fourth branch of government, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A very great way of putting
yes,
it, David.
Including hypocrite windbags such as ex-Speaker Gingrich and House Minority Leader Don Boehner are putting the cart before the horse. I mean, there's no plan. I mean, sure, the senators voted not to fund, you know,
right.
the closing of Guantanamo, but there's no plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the media is spinning that as the vote being a failure.
Yes.
When Barack is so ahead of the media, it's amazing.
That's yeah. I agree. Totally, David. I feel like that the media keeps
Thank
saying that
so
we
much,
feel
David,
a certain way,
calling.
That the people feel a certain way about things, and I don't run into people who feel this way.
Right.
And earlier, when we started the show, we spoke about, you know, speaking of the fourth arm of our government, the mm-hmm. alleged media. I was reading this article in USA Today. The first line of it, it's about Memorial Day. The first line of it is, President Obama sought to dodge racial controversy on Memorial Day, sending wreaths to a monument, Confederate soldiers and other flowers to a memorial honoring the African-Americans who fought for the Union during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in like paragraph four, the author of this heinous garbage called an article makes it clear that every president sends wreaths to both
right.
monuments. But somehow when Obama does it, he's dodging racial controversy.
I know.
And it's as if he issued a statement or somebody in his office issued a statement. And that's how it reads. That's how
yes.
you, when you're reading this article, you think, oh, the administration said, you know, in the interest of racial, not causing a racial problem, we should probably send wreaths to everybody. But that's what they always do.
Yes.
And this is what I object to, being told what we think. That's why you call here at 1-800-STEP-12. What do you really think?
Let's talk to George and find him from Enterprise, Alabama, and find out what he thinks. George, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, ladies.
Good
how
morning.
Are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good. The last caller pretty well said what I was going to say. The media seemed to blow everything out of proportion when it talks about, about anything. Pelosi, they
yep.
take a statement. She said, oh, she missed. She said they misled
mm-hmm.
us, and then they turned around. Oh, they said she lied, blah, blah, and every time they talk, it embellishes a little bit more.
Exactly.
And she doesn't say a word.
Exactly.
And as far as the Gitmo deal, all the senators that have come on afterward have said,
mm-hmm.
we want to close it, but we want to see a plan. How is he planning on doing that?
Right.
And we will have the mm-hmm. terrorists in this country. We already have terrorists in our prisons.
Thank you, George.
So why in the world, what's the difference in, and they would not be released.
Right. Nobody's saying set them free.
Right. Right.
You know, unless they need to be.
Thank you, George.
I couldn't agree more.
I know. Well, you know, and
I was proud of Pelosi last week. You know, she's not always my favorite person, Francis,
right.
as you know.
I know.
But I was proud of her because last week she was like, you know what, it's done.
Yeah.
She,
yeah.
I forget the exact statement, but it was something like that. She's like, I'm done talking about it. Either come up with something or I'm done.
Yeah. Because you know what? She, you know, and good for her because she was like, you know what? I'm not going to be a target, a wedge issue. I'm not going to be a grounding force for mm-hmm. you guys. Get it together. Let's talk to Tim in Chicago. Tim, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
First of all, I want to say thank you to all the veterans and yes. people serving in the military.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Gitmo and also about Congress, one of the reasons that I'm so disappointed in Congress is they're such a mindset after 12 years of Republican leadership of mm-hmm. being in the minority that they don't know how to lead.
Thank you, Tim.
That's a wonderful way to put it, Tim.
And
they've been beaten down.
That's right. The thing about they have the victim mentality.
Exactly. They got Stockholms.
The Gitmo thing, last night on ABC News and then also in the paper here in Chicago today, there was an article last night on ABC News. It was about Montana, and here it was about Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
There are maximum security prisons that are empty.
Yeah.
That are vacant.
Wow.
That are waiting for people to occupy them and to create the jobs that they'll create.
Exactly.
And because of bureaucratic snafus and that sort of thing, they're just sitting there empty. The one they showed on TV last night is completely stocked.
Wow.
With uniforms and all that.
Oh, ready to go.
Yeah, because
the
prison is
trained mm-hmm. and yet they don't know what to do with it. Well, Montana's a pretty red state and they're mm-hmm. saying, hey, we'll take all the prisoners from Gitmo.
Yeah.
So
and I trust that they won't get out of Montana. I trust Montana to hold that down like that. I really do.
Yes.
I don't think that they'll get out there.
Yes.
And so it's not that there isn't a plan, and it's
right.
not like they're, you know, when he says he's going to close Gitmo that tomorrow they're going to start shipping them out.
Right.
Yeah, grow a set and vote the money.
Hello.
Thank you, Tim. I couldn't agree with you more. I really, you know what I think the issue here is what the senators are really, what they're not saying is, we don't want to vote on this because you may send these people, these prisoners to a prison in
my state,
and then I don't know yet if the people in my state will reelect me if that happens.
Yes.
So what I'd like to do is hedge my bets and put this all on the president.
Absolutely.
And say he didn't have a plan. It's like, yeah, he did. Close the prison.
Yes. And you know what? And isn't this government, Angela, where...
There's different
branches, and aren't they all supposed to work together, even if they're on different sides? Am I crazy, girl?
Don't even get me started. You got voted on. You're supposed to lead. Leading means sometimes making decisions.
Yes.
Often. In fact, I expect my leaders to make decisions daily.
Daily.
All day long.
On a
decision,
day-to-day
not just on lunch.
Basis.
I know it can be hard.
You know what? We got so much to talk about here. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12.
Please stay on the line, everybody.
We're going to get to your phone calls. You are listening to Frangela filling in for Mama and the Mooks right here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Mama and the Mooks are on vacation today, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And her BFF, Frances Sexy Pants Callier.
That's right. And Frangela's just our name smushed together.
That's
just
right.
Just Frangela.
That's right.
You can email us at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo. You can also follow us on Twitter at Frangela1.
That's the numeral one.
Right.
It's 47 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. We are talking about a bunch of things, but one of the questions we raised was...
This is very important. I want you to know, first of all, that North Korea did test another nuke today, but before we get to that,
yes.
which is, you know, trivial in comparison.
Right. We asked, when is it proper to start wearing white? Is it Memorial Day or Easter? And Barbara in Whitewater, Wisconsin, I think has an answer for us. Barbara, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have to tell you that although I live in Whitewater, Wisconsin, I was raised in Virginia.
Oh.
And that's why I have the authority to tell you the real story. It turns out the 10th of May is Straw Hat Day.
Okay.
And that is when you can start wearing white and not before.
Oh.
Absolutely not before. The 10th of May, Straw Hat Day.
Nice.
Just remember that date and you'll be fine. You can sleep.
Barbara, thank you
Barbara,
so much. We needed somebody.
Fear.
We needed some help. Thank you so much.
I'm going to put on my white outfit that's in the trunk of my car.
I'm wearing all white now.
After we addressed the important issue of wearing white, we also were discussing the lack of leadership in Congress, particularly from the alleged Democratic Party.
Yes.
And what's going on when we can't get bills passed, or we're having more sort of pro-gun legislation, et cetera.
Yes.
These things that aren't typically their issues getting passed through now when they control the Congress, we control the White House.
Yeah.
And by we, I hate the things, and I want more parties.
But. I know. But this is the thing. You can bring a gun to a national park. Rick wants to talk about this from Missoula, Montana. Rick, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Greetings from the great white north up here.
Yeah.
In the cold. Listen, the reason I called, I was going to talk about the guns in the national park, but one of your callers mentioned about the Hardin, Montana prison and its desire to seek, the prisoners from Guantanamo. And I'm going to tell you something. It just goes to show what happens when the economy is based upon detaining people in the prison industry. You've got a small community that has a jail and nobody to put in it, and now they're willing to, create an international problem simply to justify a few jobs.
Yeah.
It's not the right thing. And as far as the guns in the national park, if you go to a national park and you're dumb enough to go walking in grizzly bear country, you deserve to get
Rick, you are so speaking to fragile issues.
We got issues about bears.
We
Rick.
Do. We feel the same way, Rick. We feel like that's their home. Stay out.
Exactly. They are sitting on my computer desk.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, if
that's
you go into their house, don't get mad.
That's right.
When they swat you.
That's right.
Thank you, Rick. I agree on that. And I do, but I think it is, how much of our country, how many communities are caught up in the prison, privatized prison game.
Right.
The making money off of prisons, and that's the only viable industry in many communities.
Absolutely.
And is that really, there's the questions of that's the kind of country we want to be in.
Right.
And all of that, and why so much of our population is in jail as, compared to other industrialized nations.
Well, this is the thing, too, that's because of the economy right now. It feels as though we as a country are fractured because there are people making decisions as states and we're not making decisions as a nation. And that sometimes is a problem.
I thought we had solved this issue.
Right.
During that little thing known as the Civil War.
Yeah.
Where we said, we're going to have a federal government and then states and stuff, but we're one nation.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. Let's talk to Lawrence in Memphis, Tennessee. Lawrence, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hey, I'd like to send a shout out to all of my pilot friends that are working today. Too bad you're too junior.
It sounds like you're celebrating, Lawrence. Are you a pilot? Are you a pilot?
Yeah, I am what's called a line check airman. I am a captain or of the captains at the airline.
Oh.
And just so happens I happen to be black. So this leads me to my question, my comment about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have anything to do with racial issues, so we can feel safe there.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has to do with human issues. Since I'm black, and then I can see this when I'm checking women pilots as well as Asian pilots as well. It seems that European Americans initially do not trust the leadership of pilots that look different from them.
That's interesting.
European? You mean like other European pilots that you've encountered?
Like white pilots.
You don't mean in terms of location, Europe?
No, I mean just a nice way to say white.
Okay,
pilots,
all
white
right.
Folks. So they initially do not trust your leadership. Like you can be flying straight into a thunderstorm and say, hey, look, I want to turn left and go around this thunderstorm where it's clear skies, and then you have a guy come in.
What does this have to do with Obama?
It has to do with – so Obama, what he needs to do, he has to be a captain. He has to say, look, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't continue to say, well, I'm going to pander to the – to right. the middle class. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see in Obama's tone, he's actually pandering. Like, he'll say something, and then he'll and you listen to his speech, Guantanamo speech, he'll say, even McCain said this was okay. When you say even McCain, what you're saying is, see, even the Republican Party thinks it's okay, so it must be okay.
Thank you, Lawrence. You know, I think, you know, aside from your own sort of observations and whether or not that's your empirical evidence about whatever the ethnic trust issues in the flight industry. Mm-hmm. Putting that issue aside for a moment, I think that for me, it's a little from column A and a little from column B, mm-hmm. which is, you know, yes, I think the President Obama should be, but I show leadership and should, you know, step forward and in terms of pandering, you know, I mm-hmm. think that, you know, I do believe, unlike President Bush, I do believe that when you're elected president, you're there to you're actually supposed to be everybody's president.
Yeah.
And not just the people who voted for you, mm-hmm. that you are supposed to represent the nation and not just the people, whether that was, you know, a majority, a slight majority or not.
Right.
So I appreciate hearing other points of view and not just kind of recklessly going forward without right. being willing to do that.
Right.
But I think he did show leadership. He said he wants to close Gitmo.
Right.
And what happened is Congress said, no.
Right. Exactly.
We won't give you the money to do it.
Exactly.
So to me, the leadership issue on this issue is pretty clearly in the hands of our senators and congresspeople.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, and they're not listening or working with the president. And what they're saying is that we're going to wait. We're going to wait like turtles in a shell. And then when we think it's safe, mm-hmm. we will poke our heads out and do something.
Yeah, some people are up for election.
Yes.
And they just don't want to do it right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk to Charles of Detroit. Charles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
How are you doing today?
Good.
How are you?
First time caller, long time listener. Love the show. Love Progressive Talk. I'm a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the NRA.
Oh,
look at you. How is it?
Yes, I am. And basically what I'm saying is about the gun laws in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we never know when crime is going to hit us.
Okay, but should we? So you're saying that we all need to be strapped?
Maybe not all, but whoever wants to be.
As long as you go through the proper channels, because, you know, you have to be registered, licensed,
right.
and mm-hmm. go through classes. And, I mean, because, first of all, the police don't usually come to after the crime is there. Now, you with your family, a bunch of thugs and knuckleheads trying to attack you, assault you, if you have mm-hmm. no protection, what do you do?
Charles, I guess part of the issue that I resent as a voter having these kinds of legislations tacked on. Like, here we are trying to, at least minimally, I have issues with how far this credit card management bill actually went.
Right.
I think it should have been gone further. I think it should have been retroactive.
Absolutely.
I think it should have done more to protect us, those of us who are being grossly taken advantage of. But we have a bill on credit cards, and they tack on a gun bill.
And also, Charles, I'm a person who doesn't want to carry a gun. So I'm out here in the world while everybody else is carrying a gun, and I don't want.
I think what Charles is saying is that's on you.
That's
on
me.
But, hey, go through the channels and get strapped. Let's ignore all the data that suggests that that's a bad idea.
I just have
a problem. And we had this. There was a vote in Detroit in the city about whether or not, I couldn't believe it didn't came up years ago in the city council, to allow people to bring guns, loaded guns, into like community centers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, does that seem like a good idea to anyone?
No.
And one of the city council people put their bill up. And I'm like, this is a city plagued by violence, plagued by gang situations, and you want to allow people to bring guns
yeah.
into a community center? Like, to me, this is not the right environment.
Right.
You know?
Right.
These are families. These are people. And people make bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And I understand that people want to hunt as sport. But we don't hunt people.
And we don't hunt in the national parks.
And we don't hunt in the national parks.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
We want to remind everybody that today is Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
And at 3 p.m. wherever you are locally, the Commission on Memorial Day, they've asked for a moment of silence. So I think baseball games and everybody will be taking a moment there to stop and reflect and honor yeah. our veterans and service people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whatever you're doing, if you're out there barbecuing or if you're with your family.
Just maybe take a minute.
I think it's a classy thing to do.
Just take a minute and say thank you. No matter how we all feel about the wars or whatever, we support the people who are in them.
Yes.
And also that tomorrow the California Supreme Court is deciding on Prop 8, so you should go to www.dayofdecision to find out more.
Yes.
www.dayofdecision.com.
If you're on the line, hold on. We're going to get to your call.
Please hold on.
The number is 1-800-STEPH-12. We are Frangela filling in for Mom and the Mooks, and this is Stephanie Miller Show.
ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward. The Mooks are on vacation today, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela, that means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Callier.
That's right, Frances. Sexy pants.
Yeah, I am sexy pants. Callier.
I've decided to go with the no nickname thing.
Really?
I have. A lot of people have persuaded by the immense following the movement to just be Angela V. Shelton. It's 6 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
That's right. And Frangela's just our name smushed together.
Yes.
We are lucky enough to be filling in for Mom and the Mooks, and you can always email us at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo. You can also follow us on Twitter at Frangela1.
We do answer all our emails. Mm-hmm. And if we fall a little bit behind, we will get to you. It might take, you know, usually it doesn't take that long, but it might take a few days.
Yes.
But we read them. Even, we you do. Know, we during do. The show and stuff, so.
Yeah.
So that's good.
We, before the break, were talking about, we have a lot of things to talk about, but one of the things, we have a lot of calls here we're going to take. One of the things we were talking about is the frustration that liberals are feeling when they're asking why this Democratic-controlled Congress cannot manage to help the White House close down Guantanamo Prison, and why do we keep getting new gun laws?
That we didn't have when the Republicans controlled Congress, and after 8 years of the Bush administration.
Yeah.
And I theorized earlier in the show, for those of you who are just with us at this new hour, I, Angela V. Shelton, I theorize it's because Democrats are voting for these things.
Yes.
That's my wild speculation.
But that's a problem, girl.
Well, I think that that's not why people necessarily elected them.
Yeah.
You know, and that is something that we, you know, when we talk about leadership, you know, we had a caller earlier who referenced, you know, President Obama, you know, not showing leadership. But in this situation, he put forward the bill on credit cards. I don't think it went far enough. I think there should have been more in it. But they put forward the bill, and then this gun law gets tacked on on Friday to the credit card legislation.
What does that have to do with my Amex?
Now, I know that we all know that happens. We all know how bills work, right? The last minute things get. But there was a time in this country.
In this country, girl.
When that the gun lobby didn't seem to have as much power as it does now, which is kind of contrary to what one would think.
That's right.
And that there was a time when that wouldn't have worked. But because the economy, I believe because the economy is so bad, and because people are, especially our so-called leadership, maybe they are suffering from a victim mentality. I don't know what it is, but they refuse, and I'm talking about the Democrats and anybody who's in, they are refusing to stand up and take a leadership role.
Yes.
And they are voting for legislation, particularly these new seats. And this is one of the things that I've seen theorized in a lot of editorials.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the seats that Democrats won from Republicans, those seats in particular, they're finding that these representatives are feeling less likely
right.
to vote. You know, they're voting more, they're skewing
more Republican. And being cautious. You know what? It makes me angry. Let's talk to Carrie in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Carrie, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, ladies. Love you.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, my God. Loved you on Oprah. Did you get any bling?
You know what? We got tote bags from Oprah, but they weren't full. We were on Oprah a few weeks ago, for the stand-up special.
Mm-hmm.
And but we got tote bags, but they didn't have favorite things in them.
But we were still happy.
We were happy to get the tote bags.
We were happy to get the tote bags.
Because they're Oprah tote bags.
I'm right there with you. I would love an Oprah tote bag. Understood. Next time you guys come through Pittsburgh, I will definitely, you got to let me know. I will take you out and show you what a great town this is.
Oh, I can't wait because I love Pittsburgh.
Okay, good. All right. So thinking about what we were talking about as far as why there's no Democratic leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, the president is for all people, but the Congress is so partisan. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And we need strong leadership there. And Obama's shouldering the blame for all the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
And right now, the Republicans are using this as a wedge issue to say, see what happened with the change with the Democrats.
Right.
And, you know, I blame this. I see three major reasons. But the major reason is Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. There's no Democratic aligned response, and we allow the Republicans to frame the debate and frame all of the messaging, and the Democrats just follow along with it.
Yes. It's still happening, Carrie, and we don't understand why it's happening.
Well, I think the media is complicit also. You know, I, yeah, that they are. Thank you very much, Carrie. I couldn't agree more. And
yes.
I, you know, this has been my critique of
You know, without getting too far into like specific Democrats necessarily, I mean, I felt, you know, particularly Nancy Pelosi, she said a lot of, she's been, I think, waffling on support for a while. But I find it, I couldn't agree more that there's a lack of leadership going on here and an unwillingness to take the hit on. See, this is the thing about being a leader.
Right.
There's the downside.
Yes.
The downside is sometimes people get mad at you.
Yeah, they do.
They don't like the decisions you make. But that's the hit you take when you decide that you're going to be a leader.
But you know what, Angela? I'm going to say in this new world order, in this new millennium of politics, we don't take hits anymore. People don't take the hits. We don't lead anymore. We run politics. We don't work for the people as politicians anymore.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
I want to read this quote from Representative Carolyn McCarthy. She's a Democrat from New York. And she said, we'll probably end up passing more gun bills that expand owners' rights than we did during the Republican administration. That is what surprises me. But it's not surprising when you look at the votes because you see why that passed.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in terms of the Gitmo bill, closing Gitmo, the Senate voted 90-6. 90-6 to join the House in blocking the transfer of any prisoners from Guantanamo, and said their excuse is there's no plan. Well, there is a plan.
There is a plan. You just don't like it.
Yeah.
You're not going
to
support it.
I don't want to take the hit on it in case you send these people to my state and I find out that later that the voters in my state don't like it.
That's right, because I don't want to lose my job. Let's talk to Chris in Detroit. Chris, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, the guy Charles from Detroit pretty much beat me to the punch, but I'm calling you to talk about what you're saying about guns.
Okay.
Now, one of the reasons you would want to carry in a park is because you're in the middle of nowhere, and there's a lot of talk about people who cultivate drugs in the more remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
You're around bears. You're around, you know, you could get attacked by boar depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're not within the range to call for help. You might have to take care of business on the spot.
See, my argument against that is that then what's the argument for carrying them at home?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. The people, you know,
right.
People want to carry guns. I think you will always, thank you for calling too,
thank
Chris.
You for just, yeah.
I think you will always find a reason that you want to carry a gun. The question is, should you?
Right.
Yeah, you know, not, I understand why you want to. You want to protect yourself using a gun, you
right.
feel.
Right.
Or have the, in case something happens. Well, something can happen anywhere.
Right. And this is my thing, too. It's like.
And usually does when you bring a gun.
Well, yeah, you can guarantee something possibly may go down.
Well, the chances go way up.
And this is my thing. And you know what? And call me crazy. Call me kooky. But do you need to be someplace where you feel like you're going to you have to shoot somebody?
Oh, definitely. That's a family vacation for me.
You know what I'm
saying? I sit down with my family and go, where can we go? I'm like, hey, if I don't need a Kevlar vest, I don't want to go.
It's so...
My
it's,
vacations need to be on the edge.
It's
extreme.
It's so...
I want a Kevlar Tigtini.
It's so last house on the left to me.
Oh, which I didn't see, and I really
I know,
wanted
we have to see.
See
that.
But, you know, before we get into the debate about gun control, I think the issue we're talking about here is how this legislation, the national, you know, to allow people to bring loaded guns into national parks that are registered guns, how that got tacked on to credit card legislation, and how a Democrat-controlled Congress and White House wasn't able to stop that from happening.
No. I feel like we're you know, just getting back to where we were. Business as usual.
But I think we need to start putting the blame in Congress, in the Senate, and our representatives.
And stop letting Obama, having Obama take the hit. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. Let's talk to Michael in New York City. Michael, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hello, Frangela.
Hi. Oh, thank you for
Michael.
Singing.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking about Gitmo torture, and my aim right now is towards Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that monster, Dick Cheney. I mean, the nerve of him trying to over-talk Obama. First of all, you know, I'm just making a prediction. His time is coming because he keeps getting on the airwaves and want to defend his actions regarding torture and et cetera. You know, it's like, oh, goodness. Like he says, torture was legal, justified, and successful. That's his argument.
Right.
Now, I'm going to put a little sarcasm in here. It's like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from the man himself. Is he correct? Does he win with his argument?
No.
Sorry, he does not.
Oh my God!
You lose.
I love it.
Obama wins.
I love that you have
thank
the sound
you,
effect.
Michael.
You know what, Michael? Thank you for taking the time to produce your call.
Yes, yes, that was beautiful.
Too few people don't produce their call
exactly.
with a special effect, and we want to thank you for taking that time.
You know, we always say that Dick Cheney is the thing that needs to be dropped into Mordor.
He is the Ring of Evil.
He is the Ring of Evil.
He is. We need to get some hobbits, go to the Shire. Frances knows them. She's about as tall as they are.
Hey.
I'm just
don't talk
saying.
About my people.
I'm actually,
I'm a dwarf like Gimli.
You're more Gimli. You are more Gimli.
I am more Gimli.
I can see you with an axe. I'm more Gandalf the Grey, and then I will turn into Gandalf the White.
Oh.
Or, I probably already started Gandalf the White, though.
Yeah, anyway,
we're in Dorkland. The point is, yeah, we're dorks.
Yes, we are dorks.
Kobayashi Maru, and you know what I'm talking about. That's how I feel about nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that, you know, Michael brought up Dick Cheney.
You just made a Star Trek reference.
You know, I'm so happy they did the Kobayashi Maru movie.
I
actually use that reference all the time.
Yeah.
We've exposed too much of ourselves. Stephanie, don't get mad, Mama. Mama's not a dork like us. She's much hipper.
Yes.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Hey.
Let's continue to talk about whatever we were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk to Randall and wait. Alma Gordo.
Did you just lose the...
Alamogordo. Gordo.
New Mexico.
New Mexico, yes. I wanted to get it right, Randall. Hi. Randall.
It's called Alamogordo. It's a very strange name, but it's
Alamogordo.
Alamogordo.
Nice.
New Mexico.
It's Spanish, but anyway, Alamogordo is a fat tree.
Thank you for calling.
Anyway, fat what?
Fat tree, or cottonwood tree.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, we're talking about the 90-6 vote in Congress.
Yes.
What was expressed to me and what I picked up on some other talk shows is Congress wanted a specific plan from Barack or the Obama administration on how they planned to do this. And when they did present a good plan to Congress, then they would go ahead and fund it. Mm-hmm. But they're just a little skittish. They don't want to do anything that the Republicans can be
with.
You know.
I would agree with that. I think they are skittish. I think you're absolutely right, Randall.
Yeah, they are.
On the other hand, when it comes to TARP money, vote away. Just give. We don't need to know where that goes.
Nope. We don't need to know.
And I guarantee you, this is less money.
Yes.
I think another thing on the credit card legislation was Congress was under kind of a deadline that was coming up, and they just used it as they always do, just tack it on again.
Yep.
And we can't take it to, we can't, you know, discuss this and hash it out because we've added this new legislation.
Right.
We need to get it passed now. And they knew that, so they went ahead and tacked it on.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me,
Randall,
that particularly, you know, I understand that, why didn't that happen? See, they weren't able to get this passed under Bush. So I'm trying to figure out how it happened now.
Right.
Like, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, there are these deadlines and they tack things on. But what Randall said here is absolutely true. It's getting skittish.
Yeah.
They don't want to take the hit on taking a leadership role.
Right.
Of course there's going to be a plan.
Right.
Of course there has to be. They're not,
right.
What do they think? Obama's going to go with a key and open Gitmo?
Or
and be like, I trust you guys to get someplace and stay there?
Or is he going to Harry Potter them from
the magic flu from the fireplace?
Or apparate them from Gitmo to another dork.
We've hit our dork. Quota.
The door quota
I
is
I want to apologize to everyone.
High here.
Once you open the door, it is hard to close.
I thought that you would enjoy the word apparate.
I did enjoy the word apparate. And now I'm on the Dune references in my head. Okay, let somebody talk who's not a dork.
Oh, yes. Let's talk to Amir in Detroit. Amir, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Yeah, be quick.
Hey, how y'all ladies doing?
Good,
today?
How are you?
I'm okay. The one issue nobody talks about when it comes to guns is the main aspect, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the city of Detroit. 98% of the murders here is because of drugs.
Yeah.
Gangs are together because of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So decriminalize the drug because we don't grow that crap here in Detroit.
No, we don't grow anything in Detroit. I'm from there. Yeah.
So my thing is, you get rid of the drugs and my white brothers and sisters, quit being scared. Black people are not going to come kill y'all and take y'all over.
You know what, Amir? That was very helpful. That was like a little PSA for black people. Wasn't it?
Okay.
My white brothers
I just want to say that we in no way believe that people having guns is just about protecting themselves from black people. We don't believe that if you have a gun or you're white or black, that it's just about.
But you know what, Amir? You know, thank you for stepping out
what
like
Amir
that.
Is? Amir's for the percentage of the gun owners where that's what it's about.
Yes.
You don't have to worry.
Don't worry. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Okay, that made my morning, Amir. Thank you.
1-800-STEPH-1-2. We're Frangela filling in for Mama and the Mooks, and this is your Stephanie Miller Show.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and the Mooks are on a much-deserved vacation today, this Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
So we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Callier.
And we just smushed our names together and made one, Frangela.
Yeah.
It's just F-R-A-N-G-E-L-A.
It's 25 minutes past the hour.
It is Memorial Day. We want to remind people that the number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Yes, and we just also want to remind people that today at 3 o'clock, all across the nation at your local time, just take a moment out, have a moment of silence, and remember our veterans. So please.
And people who are currently in the armed services.
Absolutely.
And their families who give up so much.
Yes.
To be a part of you know, protecting this country and doing, what, regardless how you feel about wars or the war, that these people deserve that respect in that moment.
Absolutely.
And I think it's great. And the reason that they came up with this, Commission on Remembrance came up with the idea for the moment of reflection at 3 o'clock was apparently there's a group of children touring Washington, and the commissioner or the executive director of the Commission on Remembrance asked the kids what Memorial Day meant, and they said, that's the day the pools open.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's like, you know what, maybe we could, you know, use a little more education on
Absolutely. So, you know, because there was a time, and, you know, when, you know, wars were happening kind of almost back to back.
And they affected people's daily lives more.
Yes.
And not just the people who were involved in them. And that's part of the problem, I feel like, with these two wars, with Afghanistan and Iraq, is that because there isn't a draft, an official draft.
Right.
Although I would argue there's a backdoor one. And because, you know, people aren't buying war bonds, and people, and the cost of war was kept out of the budget for so long. By the Bush administration, that sometimes it's easy for those of us who aren't directly involved to forget.
Yes.
You know, or to not remember adequately that there are people who are out there fighting, you know, right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's, you know, take a phone call here really quickly. Carol, you've been waiting for a long time in Seattle. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to weigh in on the Get Well Prisoners thing.
Yes.
I don't know how many people are aware, but we had German prisoners of war here during World War II, and it wasn't a problem.
Right.
And I have two sources for that. I remember seeing the old historical newsreels, the black and whites that they used to show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I met the father decades ago in Germany of a prisoner of war who had remained here in the United States when the war ended because he liked it here. So it was two different places, you know, that I know of.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, if bringing Gitmo here is a problem, then maybe we've got a problem in the prisons that we need to address first.
Right. You know what? I think that's a really good point.
How secure are they if, you know,
right.
If we can't bring them here.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
If these people who...
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, like, but seriously, it's... Watch Supermax. Watch Lock Up.
Yeah.
You'll feel much better.
You really will feel much better.
You know, but, you know, there's so many problems with Gitmo. And what we were discussing in particular was, why is it that when the President Obama puts forward, you know, closing Gitmo, suddenly we have this vote in the Senate, 16-9, against it?
Yes.
And then people go, what's happening? Why are this legislation not passing? I'm like, because Democrats aren't voting. They're voting against it.
But the people want it closed. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2. If you're on the line, hold on. We're going to get to your calls. We are Frangela filling in for Mom and the Mooks. And this is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'll never rest until I bring
Stephanie Miller
to justice.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Mama and the Mooks are on vacation today, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Callier.
We are BFFs.
Yes, we are.
We like to think of ourselves as America's BFFs.
We're your besties.
That's right. It's 33 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
We want to remind you that you can email us, Frances and I, at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo. You can also follow us on Twitter as Frangela.
Exactly. We do answer all our emails. And I just want to say hi to the live bloggers.
Hi, live bloggers.
And read some live blogger comments. And thank you to Chris LaVoy. Chris LaVoy is the hardest working man in radio.
In radio.
That was a salute, in case you mistook. Just looking for something else. That was a salute. He sets up the live blog even when he's on vacation. But I wanted to read Left Center says, you know, that the only way that the Dems in Congress, et cetera, in the Senate, the only way they will lead is if they get rid of their current leadership. Mm-hmm. And Al Freeland says, I want the Dems to lead and stop giving ground.
Yeah.
So I think that, and it's one of the things we're talking about is a couple things we've been talking about. Is on Friday, there was, you know, massive, but not massive enough, in my opinion.
No, not. You know what?
I don't even like calling it massive.
That's what you call
credit card legislation.
Thank you, girl.
You know, to stop the unjustifiable, perhaps even, I would call, grossly out of whack, possibly even criminal, you know, interest rate hikes in particular by credit card companies, and to try to keep them from being able to give credit cards to so many people under the age of 21 and et cetera.
They were starting to get on the level of payday loans.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, payday loans is 500%. The credit cards who are, you know, the people. Interest rates were starting to get.
Well, it's usury.
It's usury.
And in many states, you know, in many states in the country have gotten rid of usury laws, which, by the way, have been around since Babylonia.
Yes.
So there's a reason that we've had laws around to control outrageous interest rates. But anyway, so on Friday, the president, you know, signs this legislation. It's supposed to at least help alleviate some of the gross, you know, abuses in the credit card industry. Mm-hmm. And at the last minute, gets tacked on this bit, part of the bill that says you can carry guns into national parks.
Absolutely.
And we're, you know, that along with, you know, the president puts forward, let's close Gitmo, and the Democrat-controlled Congress votes against it.
Yes.
And the excuse is, well, we need a plan. And I'm like, there is a plan.
The president came out, he said, you know what, we will house them here. And people are saying, not in my backyard. And if you feel like you don't want people in your back, these people in your backyard, give us a call, because I haven't heard from the American people. Mm-hmm. What I've heard from is the media. Yeah. And I've heard from Congress, but I have not heard from average people. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. Let's start taking some of your calls. Let's talk to Don in Granada Hills. Don, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I am off today because I'm a meter reader for the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, you know, one of my routes took me to a gun shop.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I entered, there were metal detectors at the front door. Now, gee whiz, this guy would support the notion that a grammar school teacher could go packing in her school, but he doesn't want somebody coming packing into his shop.
That's right.
You know what,
Don? That is so perfectly
awesome.
Put.
That is such an awesome bit of hypocrisy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because guns don't keep you safe.
Thank you, Don.
You know what keeps you safe? People not having guns.
That's right.
I think that's amazing that in a gun shop they have a metal detector because you know what? We don't want anybody walking into the gun shop with a gun.
Mm-mm. Hello. You cannot come up in here. No. You've been just leaving outside. You know what? Have that homeless person hold it. You can come up in here, get some ammo.
You know, we're talking about, obviously, gun control is a big issue, but one of the things I want to talk about in this issue of leadership is that, you know, over the weekend, I don't know how many people caught this.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Our president, President Obama, in what is being described as sobering interview with C-SPAN. And I haven't seen any real reporting on this except for, like, one article in the Drudge Report, right?
Mm-hmm.
C-SPAN host Steve Scully, you know, was interviewing the president, got an exclusive interview. And so Steve Scully says, you know the number. $1.7 trillion debt, a national deficit of $11 trillion. At what point do we run out of money, President Obama? President Obama replied, well, we are out of money now.
like right now.
We are operating in deep deficits.
Yes.
and he went on to talk about why, you know, those deficits exist. It's not just because of health care, just because of whatever. It's because of the wars. It's because of bad planning and blah, blah, blah. And when have you ever heard a president? You know, and I don't think the credit card legislation went far enough. I am critical. There are many things I'm critical of that have happened in the administration not going far enough on, you know, on the terror, you know, on the, not terror, you know what I'm talking about, torture, you know, not, you know, getting in the way, I feel, you know, at least verbally getting in the way of the investigations and moving forward on investigations into torture on the part of our government or military. And I just feel like, though, when was the last time a president was willing to say that?
Tell the truth.
We don't have any money.
You know,
Just say it. I mean, to me, that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really think that I'm looking at our Senate, I'm looking at our U.S. House of Representatives, and I'm mad. I don't feel like they're being leaders.
Yeah, you know, for a while there, you know, I was criticizing the Republicans about not working together. But now, you know, it's like, you know, what are the Democrats? Get off the stick and do your job. Let's talk to Bill in Ann Arbor. Bill, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. How about yourself?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about people packing in the parks.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows anything about firearm deaths in this country knows that a house in the gun, excuse me, I'm a little nervous. A gun in the house is a lot more likely to kill injure somebody in that house.
That's right.
Exactly.
Than an intruder, much more likely, in fact. So it goes to follow that a gun in the tent is a lot more likely to kill somebody in that tent than an intruder.
And I'm going to tell you, I think you're absolutely right, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. The
problem with the tent is that, see, with your house, you pretty much know who should be coming in.
Right.
And if it's not one of those people, you have reason to be worried.
Exactly.
You know, but a tent, it could be any other campers. I mean, to me, the incidence of accidental shootings exponentially, you know, you increase, go up. But my real problem, besides, you know, gun control and that legislation, is that it gets tacked on in the last minute to a credit card bill, and a Democrat-controlled Congress and Senate is not able to stop it.
Okay?
Because they're not willing to.
That's right.
Because they don't want to take the political hit on being leaders.
Yes. And you know what?
You can't blame O'Reilly for that. You can't blame Limbaugh for that.
No, you can't
blame them when you aren't willing to make the vote.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Stand up or shut up. I'm sorry.
Wow. Fritz got mad.
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to get so mad. Okay?
Dang.
Let's talk to Mike in Rialto, California. Mike, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hello, Frangela. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. You know, what's funny is that we had one of the United States, who was a United States citizen, I guess it's still considered that. He was over fighting for the Taliban, if you guys remember that, and they brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in our prison system now.
Yes, he sure is.
Yeah.
I don't get what's the difference if he's a Taliban and they have some in Gitmo.
Right.
What's the big difference? Or they can just take them out to the park.
Yeah.
Everybody got their new gun to it, and they can go target to have
I think Mike is making
a joke.
He's trying to illustrate.
Yes. Thank you,
Mike. I don't think he's suggesting that we use detainees for target practice.
For real.
In the parks.
For real.
For real. But I do think he's absolutely right that, you know, I think the issue isn't that they wouldn't be secure, that Gitmo, you know, people released or detainees put taken from Gitmo and put into other prisons. I don't think the issue is fear that they get out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already have terrorists in our jails here. We
have
homegrown terrorists, in fact. I think the issue is senators and congresspeople are worried that their population that votes for them won't like it.
That's right.
They won't like the idea of it. So they don't want to take the hit, the political hit, on doing what they're supposed to do.
But this is the thing. But here we are talking about black ops sites, about how this is constitutionally not right.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't tried these people, but we won't bring them to our own soil.
Yeah.
To deal with them. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. We are Frangela, filling in for Mama and the Mooks. And guess what? This is the Stephanie Miller
Hold
Show.
Hold on. We'll take your calls.
We'll take your calls.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and the Moogs, Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward, are on vacation today, so we are very honored to be filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Sexy Pants Gallier.
And we're your BFF.
We are your besties.
We are. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12.
Happy Memorial Day.
Please, happy Memorial
today
Day.
Today at 3 p.m. locally all across the nation, the Commission on Remembrance, they are asking that we all have a moment of silence and contemplation to honor our veterans and those who have given their lives and bodies to fight for this country or to defend it.
Right.
And no matter how we feel about those particular conflicts.
I think it's a really wonderful thing to do, especially if you have younger people in your family, just to show them
what
how to have,
yes.
to have respect for our veterans.
This isn't just the day the pool opens or that you can wear white.
Yeah.
Although I did find out earlier that you can wear white
after May 10th,
is Straw Hat Day.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you for the clearing that up. But we were talking about what's going on with our leadership, particularly in Congress, in the Senate, our House of Representatives. What's going on when legislation that didn't have a chance of a snowball's chance in heck of passing under 8 years of Bush and nearly a dozen years of Republican-controlled Congress is passing now.
Yes.
And one of the excuses, one of the things that disappointing pieces of legislation last week was that the Senate joined the House of Representatives in voting against the president's bill, if you will, to transfer prisoners from Gitmo to other facilities, to close Gitmo. And the big excuse is not in my backyard.
Right.
You know, and that there isn't a plan. There's not a cohesive plan. And in fact, Senator Barbara Boxer, who's a Democrat from California, is quoted as saying, "We're saying, Mr. President, give us the plan." What I find interesting is the same people who didn't require a plan to go to war.
No.
Like, I'm trying to think, or to get out of it, either.
Or require a plan for the TARP money?
No, we're talking about $80 million here. How much is the TARP money? How much is the bailout money? We're talking in the billions. That we still don't have an in-and-out accounting on.
I bet you we could build a Supermax on the moon for less than the TARP money. And I'm not kidding. I believe that we could, Angela.
And I think it's really frustrating. We've had a number of people call in, and we want to hear from you at 1-800-STEF-12. That's 1-800-783-7412. About what's going on here. How is it that legislation about credit cards and credit card interest rates, you know, on Friday gets passed, but not before they're able to tack on a you-can-bring-a-gun-into-a-national-park amendment into the bill?
Absolutely. Let's talk to Karen in Shelton, Connecticut. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I think the problem is the career politicians who are too worried about getting reelected.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be willing to sacrifice their political careers for the good of the country.
Yep.
That's right.
And none of them are.
You know what, Karen? What are we going to do about this? Because, you know, we keep voting and we keep saying, we keep telling as the people, we're saying what we want to have happen, and no one is doing
it. Even when they have the ability. You know, for years the excuse was, well, we don't have the votes.
Yeah.
We need to elect new blood.
Hello. What do I say, Francis?
You want more than two parties.
Well, it's why I'm really happy that I just saw my new representative, Jim Himes, marching in the parade this morning. So I'm thrilled that he's representing me now.
See?
And
so
we need
the lucky
more people like him. He grew up the first 10 years of his life in South America, so he's got a global view.
Mm-hmm.
He cares about poverty. He's very strong on public education.
Mm-hmm. Look at now, you with a good rep.
Yes. Thank you, Karen.
Jealous. We're jealous.
Right. Let's talk to George in Gary, Indiana. George, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, Francis and Sexy Pants.
Good morning.
Well, listen, the reason I called, you brought up Gitmo, and you called us to call and say what we saw.
Yes,
I can tell you this right now. I can sum it up in, I don't know, 5 or 6 words. No one's ever escaped from a Supermax.
Thank you!
Somebody,
thank you!
Please tell the media. And also, while we're on the subject of the major media, I'm a little slow. Can you explain to me how Dick Cheney, the guy, the architect, one of the architects of the mess we're in now, the guy who planned this BS war and lied us into it, the guy who sat in a bat cave and twisted the knobs on all the intelligence, how is this clown, how is this turd relevant in this day and age after what we got into because of him and his clown friends?
Thank you!
To me. That's all I'd like to know.
You know what, George? I can't.
George, I don't thank you, George.
We don't understand
either,
George.
And
because when I get thrown out of my job, and he gets thrown out, it was the end of the job, right? We'll put it that way. But when everybody else at the job gets thrown out, they'll keep coming back to us for our opinion.
No.
Like, they'll keep going, hey, Angela, you know we fired you, but what do you think?
Why do they keep putting a microphone in front of this man?
Oh, is it surprising that Dick Cheney, former Vice President Dick Cheney, doesn't want an investigation into possible torture?
And, no.
Why would that be surprising? Because he was a part of it! Because he advocated it.
Oh, my goodness.
Often criminals don't want themselves to be alleged criminals, don't want investigations.
And he's rewriting this history in front. You know what? One of our big things is just don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining.
Okay?
Don't do that.
And you can't wax that pony twice.
No, you cannot wax that pony twice, Angela.
You can't do it.
You know, and every time he gets up in front of the American people
and says, we're not safe.
Yes, and he's still, why is he still being alleged? allowed to push this message.
And why don't we hear enough that under you, over, you know, into your term,
yes,
the worst attack in our nation's history, terrorist attack nation's, happened on your watch. Why should we even listen to you on anything?
Well, you know what?
Because since then, you did a decent job.
Okay.
And, like,
and you know what? I was saying this yesterday on our own show on K-Talk. The chattering is that he got his 8 points of a bounce and that he may be considering running for president.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I know, but what, cut to
that is
Cheney
stupid,
running for,
stupid,
for president.
Stupid.
I'm just saying that's the chatter I heard. Let's talk to
in Crazy Town?
In Crazy Town.
Where
my house is not foreclosed on. Let's talk to Junior in San Angelo, Texas. Junior, on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think Dick Cheney's trying to push this to a Supreme Court. I think they're trying to legalize it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to fight. That's
yep.
the reason they keep going after it.
Mm-hmm.
The issue about Gitmo that the media is missing is that it's a federal jurisdiction issue.
Yeah.
The military can have a Wild West judicial system in Gitmo because it's outside the United States.
Exactly.
That's right.
Junior.
That's the reason. That's the reason why they set it up that way.
And that's the reason why we need to close it.
Yes.
You can actually download those cases from C-SPAN, the Supreme Court arguments. I think it was Hamdan. You can download those from the Internet and listen to them, and they specifically talk about that issue, how it's out of federal U.S.
Yeah,
That's right.
Thank you. And I frankly believe we should have to follow our laws.
Everywhere.
No matter who we're dealing with.
That's right.
You know, as our government, like, our laws don't change because of your nation of origin.
Well, you know what? Gitmo is the perfect example of the previous administration, because they felt that they were outside and above the law, and they created situations in which they didn't have to follow the law.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's out of the sight
of
everybody. You know, there's reporters there all day long outside watching what's going on.
Absolutely.
Nobody's got a cell phone. They're not able to communicate. They're not allowed visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them weren't even allowed to have lawyers.
Or be tried for what they were being accused for.
And not even officially accused of anything.
That's right.
We're talking about 240 people.
Yeah.
You know, and the reality is, like an earlier caller said, nobody has ever escaped for a Supermax. I think that this issue is garbage. This issue of being afraid of having these Gitmo people transferred. I think this is another way for our leadership to not be leaders. And
yeah.
I'm sick of different Democrats stepping forward. And, you know, of course, opposition parties are going to be in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
But these things are passing because Democrats are voting for them.
That's right.
Or not passing, you know.
Who do you blame? I mean, Angela said this earlier, and I completely agree with you. You cannot blame Lou Dobbs for this. You cannot blame Limbaugh for this.
No.
You can't blame Cheney for this.
Man Coulter.
Coulter.
Can't blame her.
Yes.
I mean, I like to blame her for random things anyway, but, you know, like if my shoelace gets untied, I'm like, oh, Ann Coulter!
Yes.
But, you know, really, this is about our leadership, everybody's leadership.
Let's talk to Eddie and Azusa, California. Eddie, you're on Stephanie Miller with Frangela.
Hey, Frangela, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I want to bring up another point, and I don't know if Congress can do anything about it, but why is that still not in his seat in the Senate?
You know what? Your phone cut out. What was the name?
Al Franken.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good question, Eddie.
Yeah.
I haven't understood. Now, they haven't actually sworn him in yet? Because I know that he won the battle, but now they're appealing it.
Yes.
Right, I think we may have lost
you, Eddie. I'm sorry.
But yeah, there's a lot of things that aren't getting done.
Yes.
And on the to-do list somewhere is the Al Franken, you know, and getting these people, they're a senator.
Yeah, I know. But you know, aren't they supposed to have two, Angela?
Yeah, actually, I think that's in the
Constitution. Yeah,
I think that's one of those constitutional situations. It's not a matter of you know, preference, or, you know, regionalism, if you will, state by state. Some people say pop, some people say soda. No, everybody gets two senators. That's how that's supposed to work.
Yeah, not root
aunt
route.
Aunt or aunt. No, it's root route. No, yes. It's you get two senators.
Yeah. That's a problem. You know, I'm so angry about our leadership and the people that we've voted for.
And the media. Making issues where we don't feel them.
Right. Well, yes. And
we'll be back to talk about that and hear more of your comments. Hold the line.
Absolutely. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. We're Frangela filling in for Mama and the Mooks, and this is the Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Mama and the Mooks are on vacation today, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And her very best friend, Frances Callier.
That's right. We just smushed our names together and made one.
That's
just
right.
F-R-A-N-G-E-L-A.
Yes.
It is 6 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
You can email us at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo. You can also follow us on Twitter at Frangela1.
I'm going to say hi to the live bloggers.
Hi.
Out there blogging, and thank you to Chris Lavoie, who even on vacation sets up the live blog.
Yes, he does.
Because you can't leave that to us.
Not if you're smart.
I'm going to say that's good decision making. That's good leadership.
Good leadership.
Unlike perhaps our current leadership. We've been talking about what's going on in the world. Well, some of the things that we for the last few segments, we've been talking about what happened. There were two pieces of legislation last week that sort of didn't go the way people may have been hoping.
Yes.
One was the closing of Gitmo. The president puts forward, let's close Gitmo.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate joins the House in blocking that. And their excuse is, we need a plan.
Yes.
And
well, we don't want to house terrorists in our backyard.
Which we already do.
Yes.
Number one. And nobody's ever escaped from a supermax, number two.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we campaigned on this. Like, this is, you know, this is something that we pledged to do.
Yes.
And now the leadership doesn't want to lead. And they try to, you know, even the media, I believe, is complicit in trying to put this blame onto President Obama. And I'm like, there's no mystery here as to why things like, for example, the credit card legislation that was voted on, which, you know, as much as I don't think it went far enough, actually was the largest overhaul of consumer borrowing rules in decades.
Yeah.
But the credit card overhaul that happened on Friday came with an attachment and an amendment to the bill allowing people to carry guns in the national parks.
Well, yeah, and as somebody was saying that, you know, earlier, that having a gun, the statistics show having a gun in your home, it is more likely that that gun will be used on the homeowner and there will be a problem in that home with that gun than defending your home. So only imagine what could happen in a tent. But we've got Steve in Madison, Wisconsin. No, I'm going to talk to John, I'm sorry, in Elgin.
We'll get to you, Steve.
We'll get
too.
To you, Steve. But let's talk to John in Elgin. John, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
I am.
Yes, you are.
You sure are.
That's wonderful.
Look how that works.
Well, I worked for corrections for 25 years.
Okay.
From Chicago.
Okay.
The easiest place to buy a gun is Chicago and cheaper than retail rates.
Wow.
Okay.
That's not
are you
good.
Aware of the 1981 ruling from the Supreme Court, which also was paralleled with the one with Rodney King? The police are not there to protect you, an individual. They're there to protect society. How you have a society without individuals is beyond my wildest comprehension.
Right.
But that's what you're stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out in the woods, and my family's originally from northern Wisconsin, yeah, you need a gun. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lived in Chicago, yeah, you also need a gun.
What I'm hearing is you just need a
gun. John, you're pro-gun.
America's dumbest criminals, if you think people of minority get treated nicely in Chicago, you are sadly mistaken. Come down to the practical level. I had kids living daylight speed out of them because the cops didn't like them
right.
and they wasn't part of the elite.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. I mean, like we said earlier, I believe if you're pro-gun ownership, it's not about where
right.
you're just pro-gun ownership.
Right.
It's not that, yeah, because the woods, the your house, your bathroom,
yes.
The train.
right.
I've never heard you come up with a reason not to have a gun someplace.
Right. Inside your car.
Yeah, at the hospital, whatever,
right.
school.
Right.
But I do think it's instructive. You know, we had a caller earlier who mentioned he went to a gun store and they had a metal detector because they don't want you to bring a gun into a gun store.
Right.
Because that's dangerous. But I think, you know, what disturbs, besides the whole issue of whether or not you need a gun anywhere, you know, and the Second Amendment, which people should read because it's really only like two or three sentences and it actually doesn't say what a lot of people seem to think it says.
Yeah.
It just talks about a militia. But the reality is that how did this bill, something that they weren't able to get done under Bush, under 8 years of Bush and under 12 years of, nearly a dozen years, I should say, not quite, of a Republican-controlled Congress, they weren't able to get this passed. But now, with a Democrat president and a Democrat-controlled, you know, Congress, It does.
Well, what it shows to me, Angela, and you can get mad at me if you want to. You can call me here, 1-800-STUFF-1-2, is that Democrats are used to being the whipping boy. And that it doesn't matter who they're going to take their charges from.
They just
from.
Need to get whipped.
They need to get whipped, and they're going to take charges from someone else. They're never going to lead.
And I believe that the big media, if you will, is totally complicit. Earlier today, I've been talking about this article. And this is just a small bit of evidence of what's happening in the media, mm-hmm. and how we're letting the so-called, although I don't believe so, liberal, but I think that's a complete lie, media, dominate and say what our agendas are when it's not our, as in the people, none of these things are our agenda. For example, today, there's an article in USA Today about Obama going to, you know, sending wreaths to various commemorative sites for Memorial Day. And the first sentence says, President Obama sought to dodge racial controversy on Memorial Day, sending wreaths to a monument for Confederate soldiers and other flowers to memorial honoring the more than 200,000 African-Americans who fought for the Union during the Civil War. In paragraph 5, four of this article, the author points out that all presidents send wreaths to both places generally, that there's really nothing interesting about that. But the way that it's written, you would think that the Obama administration or some representative got up this morning and said, look, in order to dodge racial controversy, we're going to take a wreath to both places.
Mm-hmm.
When that isn't the case, this is just, it's standard policy. It's what every president does. And yet somehow the media, they craft a story that creates an issue out of nothing.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk to Devin in Virginia Beach. Devin, you're on Stephanie Miller's show with Frangela.
Yeah, hello?
Hi!
All right, cool. Yeah, earlier you had mentioned the closing of... Well, first off, let me say this. I had two responses. One was on the closing of Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one being on, you had said something about gun control, how, like, you guys feel like we shouldn't have guns.
Right, okay.
But go ahead.
All right. The first one being, you said... You guys wanted to, or you agree with closing Guantanamo Bay, which, I mean, I'll go ahead and say right now, I'm a conservative with conservative beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you believe?
I mean, I'm all for closing Guantanamo Bay, like, whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's cool and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with the majority of what was voted on. You need a stronger plan. I mean, I don't think closing it and then sending the people to prisons in the U.S. is the answer. Even though I heard you guys say that no one's ever escaped from...
the Supermax, yeah.
Yeah, which, okay.
Okay.
But,
well, Devin,
I have
a question. Where should we send these people then?
Someplace.
If you agree with the closing, where should we send them? Because
I think what Devin is saying is that he, you know, just not here. Do you want another plan? Right?
Well, I mean, the flaw with that plan is, a lot of the people, or some of the people,
right.
In Cuba or Gitmo, they've served time or whatever,
right.
And they're clear to actually be, like, released.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you. Yes, and I think we understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the main logic behind getting rid of Gitmo is, first of all, the abuses.
Yes.
Alleged and being investigated and some that we know for sure.
The site is tainted.
It's tainted. 240 people. And there's a reason why the argument for having Gitmo was to keep people off of U.S. soil, so to get away from them possibly having rights.
Yes.
Which they should. These people, you know, many of them, I think almost all of them really, haven't been charged with anything. Haven't had proper counsel, access to counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had any of those things that we require once you're here in American soil. And that's why Gitmo is there. So to me, when you start with bad,
right?
You start with we intend to circumvent the law.
That's right.
By building, that's a problem for me,
right.
As somebody who actually conservative or not, I actually believe that we should follow the laws.
Yes, and that's all we're saying. That's all we're saying.
But what I find amazing in this discussion is that somehow that we get article after article why the president wasn't able to close Gitmo. No. The leadership, 60 senators, right? 60 or I'm sorry, 90.
90
senators. It was 90-6. Joined the House in blocking the transfer of prisoners from Guantanamo. The excuse is there's a lack of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me explain something to you. There's always a plan.
Yeah.
There's a plan.
Yeah, but you didn't like it. And, you know, and I'm holding an article from the New York Times saying Guantanamo closing hands Republicans a wedge issue. It's not a wedge issue. It shouldn't be a wedge issue. Let's talk to Kevin in Washington, D.C. Kevin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Is this Kevin?
Good morning, Frangela. Hey,
good morning.
Heather. Always glad to hear you.
I feel like you know, we're doing something behind Mama's back.
You plucked the thought out my brain.
I know.
This is cheating.
This is chocolate on chocolate.
All right, stop it. He had a real comment to make. Before we get lost, Kevin had a real comment to make.
Yes, Kevin, I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Listen, about the switching the prisoners mm-hmm. to U.S. max prisons or whatever, I thought that America was supposed to be home of the free, land of the brave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why is – and I don't want to – I say this all the time because being part of a group that has been broad-brushed in history mm-hmm. and stereotyped, I don't want to broad-brush all Republicans.
Exactly.
So I'm not talking about the Michael Smirconish, Chuck, you know, Hegel type of mindset. But I'm talking about the lunatic fringe, you know, represented by people like Laura Inbred and, you know, Sean Kluklanity, the Nazi Kluklanity, and Rush the Drug Lust Limbaugh.
Oh, these are nice.
You know, Neil Dorks, you know, the regular players. And I'm saying they're so scared of brown and black people. I mean, do they think what is so special about these brown people that are so much worse than the lunatic psychos that we have in max prisons now?
Yeah, people need to watch Supermax. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, do they think that they've seen one too many
movie
that makes them so sinister and mysterious, and mm-hmm. they think they're gonna get on a flying carpet or see some kind of something and they'll
exactly
get out of the prison?
Francis was talking about, was it Bill Maher?
Bill Maher was saying, you know, he's like, you know, it's not like Obama's gonna open up Gitmo and then put everybody on the 310 to Yuma.
It's not Con Air. Those are movies.
But that's the whole problem. This country is so run on
fear.
One complete fear, and when mm-hmm. you're scared, you can't think logic. I can't think of the many times in my life when I've kept a cool head, I got out of it, but when I was scared, bad things happened, and we can't run a country on that kind of idiocy.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin. I do think that, and I also really, you know, and this brings to me to Darth Vader or House Harkonnen, whatever you think is the most evil thing in Dorkland, and that would be, or the Ring of Power, whatever.
Or the Sith.
Whatever you think in Dorkland is the most evil thing, Dick Cheney.
Yes.
And this every week, twice in the last couple weeks, saying we're more in danger than we ever were before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, then that's got to be your fault, because this guy's only been on the job for like not even half a year.
Right.
And just the fear mongering and the fact that it's being used. People, they're playing on people's fears. These are 240 people who have not been given due process.
Yeah.
For the greatest part. And that needs to happen. We are nothing if we don't follow our, particularly on Memorial Day. I feel like it's time to, you know,
follow our own laws?
Follow our own laws. Why do we send our military out, you know, to protect democracy if we don't maintain it here?
Yeah. Joe, let's talk. I want to take to Steve in Madison, Wisconsin. I was going to get to you. He wants to talk about danger in the national parks. You're on Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, thanks.
Hi.
Great to talk to you guys. You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Now, I have never owned a firearm, and I don't see how I ever would. But mm-hmm. if you have any scary music, here's my nightmare scenario.
No, we don't have Mama's sound effects, but we'll just go.
Okay, well, imagine it then. There we go. Say Dick Cheney finally realizes that it's time for him to retire, and he goes back to Wyoming. And you're hiking on a backcountry trail in Yellowstone.
Right.
And you come across a remote campsite. It's kind of sloppy looking, empty beer cans, some Twinkie wrappers.
Funyuns.
A tattered
pork rinds.
Guns and ammo.
Right.
A couple of paperbacks by Glenn Beck. And then you notice a figure who is standing behind the brush, and it's Dick Cheney and a hunting buddy with their rifles.
Oh.
You may need some protection.
Well, I think only if you're his hunting buddy, because that's who he usually shoots.
Oh!
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve is actually, that's the best argument I've heard.
Yes.
That is the thing. You might run into Dick Cheney.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. We are Frangela.
Hold the line.
For Mama and the Mooks, and this is the Stephanie Miller Show.
You commie, homo-loving sons of guns.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to to the Stephanie Miller Show. Mama and the Mooks are on a much-deserved vacation today, this Memorial Day, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela. That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And Frances the Beat has got me callous.
And it does. She is just working it. We want to thank Tony and Miranda,
yes.
You know, and Phil and everyone and Stephanie Miller and everybody and the Mooks for having us on.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda brought donuts. So we're excited! We got the sugar rush.
Yes, we do.
Which is good news for all of us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
It's 25 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone lines are full.
We've been talking about what's going on with our leadership. There were like two pieces of legislation last week that met disappointing ends, if you will. The credit card legislation, which as much as I don't think it went far enough, was apparently the largest overhaul of consumer borrowing rules in decades.
Yes.
And it did stuff like, you know, it barred credit card issuers from raising interest rates until a borrower is at least 60 days past due, and then it would also require that the former rate be restored if payments were on time for 6 months.
Right.
And that's important. Those things are important. I wish it had gone further, but whatever.
Yeah.
They managed to attach at the end of this bill that you can bring guns into national parks, and a lot of people are calling in on the gun issue.
Yes.
And sort of just the discussion of guns.
Absolutely.
Period. So we've been talking about that, and also what to do about closing Gitmo, given that the president, you know, came forward, I think, in leadership role, and so we need to close Gitmo.
Yeah.
And then the Democrat-controlled Congress and Senate said not so much.
Yeah. Let's talk to Tom in Vancouver, Washington. Tom, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I camp out. I've taken my family where we've camped out in the Olympic National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And the signs used to say no firearms.
Right.
And I don't really see a problem with if a person is lawfully allowed to have a concealed carry. I mean, they just don't hand those out like a Cracker Jack's prize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the issue is.
Yeah. You know what, Tom? I mean, seriously, you know, I would be worried if I don't want to carry a gun, that everybody else can have a gun in a national park. And it's, you know, to me, I just, you know, it just doesn't seem safe for your family.
Yes, and I think, thank you very much. I think that, for me, the, you know, besides the issue of gun control, it's just the issue of how this bill, a bill that didn't get passed under 8 years of Bush and almost a dozen years of Republican-controlled Congress, did this time.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? That we need to be more critical of our own leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe that this is why people voted, overwhelmingly the Democrats into power. I believe there should be more parties.
Yes.
I have an issue.
I know you do. Let's talk to Don really quickly in New Mexico. Don, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hello, Frangela.
Hi. Hi.
When they want to build this Supermax facility,
mm-hmm.
did they have to go through and get funding through the committee and get one of the in the House and the Senate? And if they got the money for that, wouldn't they take the money and say, okay, let's build it good enough that we can hire people?
Right.
Or did they decide, that's right, Republicans were in charge.
Right.
So they probably decided to pay minimum wage or
right.
not allow unions to be in there so they didn't have to pay much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, you built this great facility. You built
right.
good people.
I'm sorry, we got to cut you off.
Thank you.
Because we have to go to break.
Yeah.
But we hear what you're saying. The facilities are there.
Yes.
We should be able to use them.
Yes. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12. This is Frangela here, and you are listening to the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and the Mooks, Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward are all on vacation today, so we're filling in for them. We are Frangela.
Mm-hmm.
That means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Callier.
We just smushed our names together and made one.
That's
F-R-A-N-G-E-L-A. It is 33 minutes past the hour.
Yes, and today is Memorial Day.
That's right. Happy Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Today at 3, there is a national moment of silence and remembrance that people are participating in. They'll be stopping, you know, baseball games and parades, et cetera, to honor our veterans and those people who are in our armed services and their families.
Yes, yes, yes. So please take the time out today and step away from the grill and remember our veterans and the service that they have given to our country and the people who are still serving our country right now as we speak.
That's right. The number here is 1-800-STEPH-12.
That's 1-800-STEPH-12.
And we've been talking about a lot of things.
Yes.
Going on and the lack of leadership and guns in national parks and closing Gitmo and what should we do with those people. We've got the call. The board has been full, so we want to get to all of your calls.
We want to get to your calls because we, you know, you called and we
you took
talk
the time to
you
call.
Took the time. You took the time. Let's talk to Natalie in Rochester, New York. Natalie, you are on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
You are much too popular. I've been hanging on this phone
forever. I'm sorry, Natalie.
Thank you so much for waiting. We appreciate it.
I have two quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, where does the word mooks come from? Somehow I must have missed it.
It means an immature males.
Yeah, something like immature something. Yeah. We looked it up. There is actually a reference for it.
Yes.
I thought it was just made up, too, and then somebody, like... We looked it up.
It's like
I'll find it while you're talking.
It's an immature male that you kind of beat up on.
Is that
I know a lot of those.
Yes.
Okay, the second question is, have you heard the latest nickname for Richard Cheney, which I love and am going to use from now on?
What is it, Natalie? What?
Dirty Dick.
Natalie!
As in Cheney.
As in Cheney.
As in Cheney.
Exactly.
Before
Natalie.
You think anything else,
so
you dirty-minded
saucy.
People.
You're so saucy, Natalie.
I love it. I love it!
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
My goodness, Natalie.
I needed a moment. I needed a moment of silence after that.
I didn't expect that out of Natalie.
I did not either. But I think that that's what she does. I think that's her M.O.
It is.
Okay, so one of the definitions for mook is a contemptible, incompetent person.
Yes.
That's worse than the one that we had read.
You're right.
That's mean.
That is mean.
But I think it's met with love.
Let's talk to our friend Lee, I think, here in East L.A. Lee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hi, girlfriend.
Hi. How are you, Lee?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Well, you know, I had my moment of silence today because I was just speechless over this national park thing.
Yes.
And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, you know, everyone's talking about going into the wilderness.
Right.
You know, but let me just mention to you two national parks of note.
Okay.
The Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
And the White House.
All right.
The National Mall is a national park.
Mm. But
so
there are bears all over there.
The next time I go to the White House, I have to worry about who's packing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Statue of Liberty.
Well, it's
and
well known to be
else?
Dangerous
I mean,
wildlife
I'm sure there.
There
are other places. I mean, maybe Arlington National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, it makes you wonder, like, what are the carve-outs here? There need to be some, because you're absolutely right. Although I'm sure that there are people who will advocate for using a gun or having a gun at the Statue of Liberty, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure, but it just seems to me that, you know, we were all asked to spend an awful lot of money to get a Democratic House and
Thank
Senate
you.
So we can support our agenda. And now that they're in there, I don't feel like I'm being supported.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for putting it that way. We hired
Thank
these people,
you, Lee, for
raised
calling.
More money than ever before.
I know.
And then they're in here and they can't. This is the thing. It's not like they're losing the votes. They're making the votes.
Yes.
They're voting.
I
like,
know.
It's not like they're like, oh, we can't get the votes. The Senate voted 90-6 to join the House in blocking the transfer of prisoners from Guantanamo.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ron in St. Paul. Ron, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning, ladies.
Good Hello. Morning.
My name is Rome, like the city.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rome.
Hi. I'm calling this morning in response to the Guantanamo Bay facility.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Minnesota, I don't know how many prisons we have. I know we have a couple of state prisons and we have a couple of federal penitentiaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just say one name. In my line of work, I deal with a lot of really bad things.
Okay.
Murder
right.
and murderers.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one name, Stanley Tookie Williams.
Right, yes, I know, yes.
Yeah, so, and I mean, you know, with 300,000 Crips around the nation,
mm-hmm.
right.
I don't think Al-Qaeda is that big of a worry to us.
So you're basically saying that
we got bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish to fry.
Man, listen, we got guys out there that just wiped out their whole families.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
I mean, wiped out their whole families.
Yeah.
No regret.
Yeah.
And we locked these people. Two gangster disciples murdered my boy 6.5 years
I'm
ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Wow.
Thank you. We locked them up for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And they're in the oldest prison in Minnesota, Stillwater State Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get out.
Right.
People don't walk away from prison.
Yeah.
And we're the best in the world when it comes to locking people up. Even the Soviets were like, man, them Americans lock everybody up.
Yeah, we do have a huge percentage of our
Thank
population,
you for calling,
much more
Ron.
than
Ron.
Every other. I believe the last stat I read was something like that we have more people in prison than all the other industrialized nations combined.
Yes, yes.
Like, no, we got, nobody's ever escaped from a supermax.
Prisons are big business here in the United States, and that is one of the reasons
playing on
why,
people's fears that way, I think, is so irresponsible.
Which, you know, because you can't have it both ways. You can't have a country that locks everybody up, uses prison as a business, you know, as a corporate, you know, entity, and then be like, no, we don't want these prisoners, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I...
Hey,
whatever.
Let's talk to Mark in Buffalo, New York. Mark, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Ladies.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I don't care who you are. If you're strapped with a Glock and you're out in the wilderness, you're going to want to shoot at something.
See?
And Bambi better watch it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of carcasses laying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't need it. We just don't need errant bullets flying all over the place.
I think what people, they keep this in. Call holla if you're with me here. But, I mean, I feel like people keep acting like these national parks are this vastly unexplored, crazy, dense wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
Yeah.
they're populated with the things that should be there, the animals.
Yeah.
And who do you think they're going to be taking aim at?
That's what I'm saying. They're
exactly.
going to be taking
protected
out the bald
animals.
Eagles. And then we're going to have to pass some other legislation. They'll be like, okay, now you're messed up. You can't take no guns into the national park.
Yeah. And also, I want to tell you, Berlusconi offered to take two of the prisoners.
Right.
Yes, we're looking at that.
Yes.
Off of our hands. And you ladies were talking about the media. Call it what it is, the corporate media.
Yes,
you're absolutely right. Corporate is right wing. And did you hear Gregory yesterday? Gregory on Meet the Press, he shouldn't be on that show. He stated 10 times yesterday that Bush and company are vindicated. I think his
By
job,
what?
His vindicated because Obama's having these problems, and he said Obama is taking on all the Bush policies, so he's vindicating Bush. His job on that show is to vindicate Bush and company,
yes.
And he's doing it because, in part, he's culpable because he also lied to America about
Yes.
this illegal war.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
Mark.
What Mark was just talking about is that Italy, apparently, Italian news reports are saying that Italy is considering taking a U.S. request to take two Tunisian prisoners from Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
They're quoting Italy's foreign minister, Franco Frattini, or Franco, I don't know how he pronounces it, as telling reporters in Tuscany on Friday night that the request should be considered in a positive spirit.
Right.
They expect to discuss the matter next week when the U.S. Attorney General visits Rome.
Right.
These are two people that the Italian government, I guess, has under investigation
mm-hmm.
as part of their anti-terrorism procedure. So that's two down.
That's two.
Was it 243 or something?
Yes.
Okay.
The number here is 1-800-STEP-1-2. And we are Frangela filling in for Mama and the Mooks. We'll be right back here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome back to the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller and the Mooks, Chris Lavoie and Jim Ward are all on vacation today, so we are very honored to be filling in for them.
Mm-hmm.
We are Frangela, that means me, Angela V. Shelton.
And our very best friend, Frances Sexy Pants Callier.
We just smushed our names together and made Frangela.
That's right.
It's 47 minutes past the hour.
The number here is 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
That's right. We want to remind you, you can email us at Frangela.com.
You can become our friend at MySpace at The Real Frangela and at Facebook at Frangela Duo. You can also follow us on Twitter at Frangela1.
And Frances is going to be better about tweeting.
Oh, Oh, yes, I will.
And her Twitter updates.
Yes, I will.
Because I'm a non-consensual Twitterer in this situation. I've been forced into a Twittering relationship against my will. But we've been talking about a lot of things. We want to try to get to a few more of your calls before we move on to a little segment that we do on our own show on KTLK in Los Angeles, AM 1150, called Idiot of the Week.
Yes, that's right. Let's.
I can't believe you didn't do it.
Well,
Idiot of the Week.
Wait.
Hello?
Only because we weren't really actually doing the segment.
Oh, but every time we say it, okay, major problem. Okay, but let's take some calls. We don't have time for this. Let's talk to Randy
in Tucson. Randy, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Need to talk about gun control.
Right.
First off, gun control, in my mind, is hitting what you shoot at.
You know, Randy, I like your style.
Yeah, okay.
I like your flair.
I refer you to Australia.
Right.
Just a few years ago, Australia passed all-encompassing gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have one.
Right.
They brought in... Oh, many, many, many guns, and destroyed them,
right.
Including Grandpa's prize shotgun.
Right.
He couldn't have that anymore either.
Right.
So they destroyed it.
Right.
And the funny part was, fast forward 2 years, they can't figure out why in the world gun crime is up so high when they took all the guns away.
Right, because they didn't get them all. That's going to be my first bet.
Guns are outlawed. Only outlaws will have guns.
Yes.
Interesting. I know that is an argument that a lot of people make, but I think that there's ample data on the other side.
Yeah.
Much more data. In fact, we don't have to go to Australia. We can go to here, Canada, and whatever.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. You know what? I like his moxie.
I do. I like his moxie.
He's walking the walk.
You know what? I agree with him. To a point, which is the horse is out the barn. Everybody's strapped. Everybody's got
a gun.
We're not. Except for us. We're the only fools that ain't got no gun.
I don't think... You're right, actually. I think Miranda and Tony are strapped right now.
Let's talk to Tracy. Let's talk to Tracy and Dickinson. Tracy, you're on the Stacey Miller. Oh, who's this woman? Stephanie Miller Show. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Okay, I'll be on whatever show I can be on.
Sorry.
Thoughts and prayers to all our veterans and the families.
Yes, thank you.
Mine is gun control, also just quick. I'm a great Democrat and everything. But if I live in Dickinson, North Dakota, and want to travel to California, you know, a lot of people travel with a gun under the seat, you know, or a pistol or something. But if I want to drive through Yellowstone Park, you know, then my guns are a problem. So, you know, in the basis of that, it makes sense to me to allow guns through, you know, in national parks. But another thing that annoys me very much is the fact that why, with that bill passed,
exactly,
does this get slipped in at the end?
That's my point, Tracy.
Politics as usual.
Yes.
Thank you, Tracy. That's the point we're trying to get at, because yes, there's been a debate on gun control. There's going to continue to be a debate on gun control.
Exactly.
But the reality is that the issue here is that now we know this is what happens in our government. You know, that bills, things get added on at the last minute. But how is it that something that wasn't a bill, this amendment wasn't being able, they weren't able to push it through under a Republican controlled Congress and you know, executive branch, and yet it happens this weekend?
That's right. Really quickly, let's talk to Mike in Seattle, Washington. Mike, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Frangela.
Hey, cool. Is this double hot chocolate?
Yes, it is.
Damn, girls. Hey, gun control's got me jiggered. Why in the hell? Do you think Obama had signed this amendment? I mean, did it make it across his desk?
Yeah, he did. He signed it. Didn't he sign it on Friday?
Yeah.
I believe so,
You know, what the hell did we vote for?
I know.
Well, the thing is, you know, I camp here a lot in Washington State. And in these national park here, like Rainier National Park, it's huge.
Right.
There's lots of areas for people, you know, to pull off to do their thing, to drink, get high, do whatever you do when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then, you know, you drive around, you see signs shot up, guardrails, trees, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's really, really dangerous. You
yes,
know?
It absolutely
Thank
is.
Thank you, Mike.
Because
yes.
It is the Wild West out here. When you drink, you go out in the woods, you know, we all like to have a few beers and we toke, whatever. And people get goofy, man.
Yeah, they do get goofy. You're right, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. But you know what? Mike's admitted to some situations.
Yeah, he's like, what you do when you're alone in the woods?
Right. Whether or not... you're able to do it legally anywhere, you know. But the point is, you know what? This is not the place.
Yeah.
But I think for me, again, the issue here is what is going on with our alleged leadership.
Yes.
That they're unable to lead even when we give them every advantage.
Every. I can't. You know what? No more excuses. I want to see. Stand up or shut up.
But before we close out our Memorial Day fill-in, which we are very happy and honored to have been a part of, and thank you for calling in and keeping the boards full the entire time.
Yes.
I want to share with you a little segment that we call idiot of the week.
There, I did it.
Thank you. You know what?
Just do your job.
We're going to talk about this later. This doesn't need to be in front of kids. This doesn't need to be in front of kids. When Mama gets back, she's going to have something to say to you. This is where we give the truly stupid, the truly uninspired, their time in the sun.
Here we go.
Because too often people who are just your average level stupid, they don't get any credit.
Yeah, that's right.
Let us begin.
First up, American Airlines pilot fails breath test.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're having to breath test pilots, breathalyze them before they get on the plane to fly people places.
The gentleman who called earlier, you should be checking into this. He's the captain of the captains.
Watch out for this. An American Airlines pilot, he failed at London's Heathrow Airport. Pilot was given the test after airport security alerted the police. So he walked by security. Security was like, whoa. Which, hey, hats off to you, security.
Yes.
for keeping a watch out.
And you know what? This is my thing, too. The only breath test you should be failing is this, do you need a Mentos? You know what I mean?
Dude, don't drink before you fly planes.
Oh, my goodness.
You shouldn't drink before you do anything really like that, but seriously?
Seriously.
People, we got to breath. I need to trust my pilot.
Really?
Next up, next idiot,
or,
you know, potential idiot of the day, idiot of the week, if you will.
This is Denver.
This is a complicated story, but let's just, all right. A 31-year-old man has admitted to slashing the tires of nearly 50 cars in Boulder, including tires on 9 police cars, 9 law enforcement vehicles, claiming that radiation from the Rocky Flats and being forced to wear braces on his teeth
made him do it.
Since the mid-90s made him do it. Not to mention his declining relationship with his mother. Now, I'm going to say that this story smells like crazy. It smells like crazy to me.
It does.
Because he literally, and this is why he's an idiot. The reason he got busted, this had been a mystery, all these, you know, tires being slashed. Nobody knew what was happening. Well, he decides to go slash a tire outside of the police community center. So somebody noticed him crouching behind a Suburban doing something, and they notified the police because it was at the police station.
You know what? This is what I want to know. What you doing with braces on since the late 90s? That's over 10 years.
He's 31, too.
If your teeth aren't fixed yet, they're never going to be right.
You know what I think happened?
What?
I think the orthodontist don't want to go back in. He's like, I've been in crazy mouth once.
Yes.
That's all you get from me.
It's like seeing the ring. Girl. Okay.
Next up,
Florida.
We did this one over the weekend on our show, but it was too good not to bring back for you people on the national level.
Yes. Florida police say men called 911. This is what happened, okay?
Daytona Beach.
These two fools go to buy 20 pounds of marijuana.
20 pounds?
20 pounds, okay?
That's way past your national park tote.
Yes, it is.
If you will.
And then they were robbed at gunpoint. So what did they do? They called the police.
What's great about this is that they had $12,000, probably ill-gotten gains, I'm going to guess. So they get robbed at gunpoint, so they jump in their car and start to chase the people who just robbed them at gunpoint. Okay, that's idiotic enough. But then they call the police to complain that they've been robbed, thinking, I think that the police are going to join them in the chase and like get their money back or get
the
drugs for them. But what do the police do? Arrest them.
Exactly.
Because that's the easier people to catch. You're stupid enough to have called them.
Because you're an idiot. And last but not least.
People, you can't call the police for backup muscle on your drug deals.
No, you cannot.
You just can't.
No, you cannot. Last but not least, we have a Florida prison officials are apologizing.
It's not funny. I can't stop.
For using 50,000 volts of stun guns on children on Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day.
Okay, apparently at 3 separate prisons. 43 children were stunned.
Yes.
Most with their parents' permission.
Yeah.
50,000. Well, and basically the head of the police commission of separate prisons or whatever said, I can't imagine what these officers were thinking. People, I'm going to have to go with the prison.
I'm going to go with the prison, too.
Over the weekend. I'm going to have to go with, you do not electrocute children.
No.
You know, there was a time in this country. But if you went with your mama or your daddy to their job or bring your child to work day, maybe you saw some filing of their desk or their locker, or their place on the line.
Right, or you got to slide down the fire pole.
Right. You didn't get electrocuted.
No, you didn't.
That's not what mama and daddy do at work. They don't get electrocuted.
No.
That's not true. There was a time in this country.
Girl, that was a tie.
When you could bring maybe a picnic basket, maybe a frisbee, maybe perhaps some Shakespeare to a national park.
Mm-hmm.
Not your loaded gun.
No.
That's not what we enjoy at our picnics.
This is not target practice.
Thank you.
I'm Frances Callion.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
Thank you so much for listening. And Mama and the Mooks will be back here tomorrow.
They sure will.
Yes.
We are Frangela, and thank you to everybody for tuning in, and Mama and Mooks especially.
Yes, yes, yes. And you have been listening to The Stephanie Miller Show.